This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What Allah says in the Quran, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. You better know that Allah is strong in punishment on the one hand, and on the other hand, He is forgiving and merciful. Someone once said that the most important knowledge you can have is the knowledge of yourself. I do agree that the knowledge of self is important, but the most important knowledge you can have is the knowledge of Allah. For instance, the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said, لَمَّا خَلَقَ اللَّهَ قَوْتَ كَتَبَ فِي كِتَابٍ فَهُوَ عِنْدُهُ فَانْقَرْ عَاشٍ إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي تَغْلِبُ قَدِرِ. When Allah created the creation, He wrote in His book that's with Him on the throne, verily my mercy shall overcome my wrath. Why am I saying this? I want you to go back to 1968, April 4th. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. Most of you know that. But probably most of you don't know that Thursday, when he was assassinated, he was preparing his sermon for Sunday. And you know the name of that sermon? Why America May Go to Hell. It's well known. Why America May Go to Hell. Martin Luther King Jr. We celebrate his birthday every year. I've come to this conclusion. People are motivated by two things. They call it the carrot or the stick. The carrot or the stick. Either you promise someone good as an incentive, or you threaten them with a stick. And there are no more motivating factors greater than the motivation given to Muslims. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to give a quote to one of the most patriotic people in the history of America. But before I give you his quote, I want to tell you something about him. You've heard of Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson is the author of the Declaration of Independence. He was the second vice president of America and the third president, secretary of state, governor of Virginia, and architect. You can't get more patriotic than him. You know when he died? July 4th. Real patriot. He said this, and I want you to listen. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that His justice cannot remain asleep forever. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and His justice cannot sleep forever. Why he say that? That's what I want to talk about today. Right now, America is in a very scary position. What will America become? You see, brothers, no matter what you say about President Donald Trump, you can say all the negative things you want to say about him. Never forget, 74 million Americans voted for him. What's going on in America right now? We, as Muslims, have a tremendous duty, opportunity right now. Now is not the time to hide. Now is the time to come out. So Allah reminds us in the Quran, وَلَا تَكْشُونُ النَّاسِ وَكْشَوْنِي. Do not be afraid of the people, be afraid of me. What do you mean? We should fear Allah? Yes. Even the Christians, ask them in their Bible. is written in the Bible that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You have to fear Allah. Do we love Him? Of course we love Him. But we fear Him. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, none of you fear Allah more than me. I think that religious people have made a mistake. I listen from time to time what the religious people are saying. And you know what I notice? Few of them are preaching like they used to preach. They used to call it fire and brimstone. Talked about the burning in the hereafter. They don't do that no more, as if that's somehow, you know, that's beneath their dignity. And I've come to the conclusion that if you want to motivate people, you have to give them two things. Number one, the hope of the hereafter. And number two, the fear of the fire. اِلَّمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You better know that Allah is strong in punishment on the one hand, but He's forgiving and merciful. I want to thank Allah for my mother. My mother, she was a tough woman. She was a nurse. And she's short, maybe 5'4". But she taught me and my brother. Sometimes we lived in very difficult areas and neighborhoods. But she always taught me and my brother to always defend ourselves and fight back. Fight back. So we moved to a new area. I was 12, my brother was 13 years old. And they had some bullies in the neighborhood that would beat up people. So one day, me and my brother are in the schoolyard, and here they come. And we made a decision that we're not going to run away. So me and my brother put our backs against the wall and put up our hands. And they attacked us, and we fought back. They bloodied us up a little bit, but you know what? They never bothered us again. And they never bothered us again because we didn't cower. We didn't run away. We fought back. And this is the way of Muslims. Muslims, they fight back. Muslims fear none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't care whatever the odds are. We fear none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to say this, and brothers, and you got to understand this. If you study the Sharia, study Quran, study Sunnah, you will find out that love of one another is crucial. لَتَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةً حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَبُّوا. You will never go to Jannah until you believe, and you will never believe until you love one another. أَيْنَ مُتَحَبُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. Allah asked the question, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, where are those who loved one another for my sake, my glory? And these people, Allah expect us to love one another. Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim. Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. So anywhere on the earth, when there's a Muslim that's suffering, we should be there to help them. And the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, gave us a really interesting thought. He said, Unsur akhaka dhulimin al-madhlumin. You should help your brother if he is oppressed, and even if he's an oppressor. Qala rajulun, a man said, Ya Rasulullah, I help him if he's maghlumin, he's oppressed, I know, I help him. But how do I help him if he himself is the oppressor? He said, stop him from his oppression, and that's your help. We must have people who understand and appreciate good help. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a good for an amir, He give him a helper, a wazir, a minister, who in nasiya dhakaruhu, if he forgets, his assistant reminds him. And if he remembers, he helps him. That's the way we're supposed to be. So if I'm your helper, then whatever you're doing, I have to give you nasiha. I say, Imam, President, Governor, I think you're making a mistake, but we got to do it the right way. We have to do it the right way. For instance, Allah says to his two prophets, Musa and Harun, اِذَبَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ تَغَى وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلٍ لَيِّنًا لَعَلُهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. You two go to Pharaoh. You, Musa, you and Aaron, go to Pharaoh and say to him gentle words. Perhaps he would receive admonition and fear Allah. So whoever you speak to, the president, the governor, the mayor, the imam, you speak to them, you have to be careful because they have ego and they may hurt you. But if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't care. Because the key is, we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want you to think about this as I sit down. We have a lot of work to do here in America. And Martin Luther King Jr., he expressed it this way. He said, don't confuse dissent with disloyalty. Because you criticize don't mean that you're disloyal. I'll be honest with you, I love America. I'm born here, this is my country. I want the best for America, but if I want the best for America, I have to speak the truth. Even though it's uncomfortable for people, you have to speak the truth, because if you speak the truth, you help them. And the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, put it this way. He said there are good people and bad people in the boat. And the bad people, they begin to drill a hole in the boat. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if you hold his hand, you save him and you save yourself. If you let him go, you destroy him and you destroy yourself. Want to make America better? Don't shut your mouth. Open up your mouth. Because when you understand the prophets, peace and blessing be upon him, he's not only mubashir, he's a giver of good news. Oh, there's a great place for you. Yawm al-Qiyamah is Jannah. But he's also Nadir. He's a warner. And you have to warn the people. You have to tell them the truth. The carrot or the stick. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, if there's any sisters here, let me leave you with this thought. Right now in America, there are people that are blind. You see, you can go to the ophthalmologist and he can check your eyes and say, your vision is 20/20. But your vision in your eyes is only one thing. But there is something more important than this vision in your eyes. Let me give you an example. In order to see, you need two things. Number one, you need eyes. And number two, you need light. This is why Allah, the Almighty, revealed in Quran that He sent down At-Torah. فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٌ. In it is guidance and light. And he sent down the Injil to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٌ. In it is guidance and light. اللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah is the wali of those who believe. He takes them from the darkness and he puts them into the light. Let me give you an example. If you have good vision and there's no light, you fall down in a ditch. But I thought he can see. Yeah, he can see, but there's no light. And then he gets bitten by the snake. Why? Can't you see it? I got good eyesight, but there's no light. And he stands on the glass, the broken glass, and his feet begin to bleed. Why? No light. We have the responsibility to bring the light. Even though the people may hate it, they may not like you, you talk too much. But your job, our job, if you want to make New Jersey better, want to make America better, I don't think that we can fix it. Only Allah can fix it. So our job, my beloved brothers, we got to go to work and be not afraid of anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what? I'm gonna leave you with two quotes. You know, every once in a while when you read a novel or a short story or a song or watch a movie, oftentimes the artist embedded in his work is his philosophy of life. I give an example, Shakespeare. Most of you read Shakespeare. If you go back to Shakespeare and read Macbeth, one of the great works of Shakespeare, Macbeth's wife just died, and he's feeling sad. And listen to what he said. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor play that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and is heard no more. It's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. What? Life is a tale told by an idiot? Full of sound and fury, signifying nothing? I agree with Mr. Shakespeare if there's no life after death. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut, every soul shall taste of death. If there's no hereafter, what's the sense? Your mother died, your father died, your uncle died, your cousins died, your wife died, your husband died, your children died, your leaders, they die, and this it? This is life? You telling me that this is life? But if there's life after death, the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said the person who has suffered the most in this world on Yom al-Qiyamah will be dipped once into the Jannah. And it will be asked, have you ever experienced any bad things? No, wallahi, I never experienced anything bad because Jannah is that beautiful. And that person in this life who had the most luxurious life, the easiest life, and he's in the hellfire, he'd be dipped once in the hellfire. It will be asked, have you ever experienced any good? Wallahi, I never experienced anything good. You kidding me? The people in the hellfire will call out, yeah, Malik! Oh, Malik! In one tafsir say, Malik is the angel of the fire. One tafsir said that he will answer them. They say, oh, let your Lord put an end to us. After 1,000 years, he finally answers them and say, you shall abide. Can you imagine being in the hellfire? I will be there, and Dalek. May Allah bless all of you with Jannah. Finally, a philosopher, Arthur Schopenhauer, he's called the philosopher of doom, pessimism. He said that he said that life is an endless pain with a painful end. That's it. And finally, let me give you Omar Khayyam, the Persian poet. He said in a very beautiful way, he's describing the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the qadr. It's part of our iman. We believe in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no matter what happens, we're good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Omar Khayyam put it this way. The moving finger writes, and having writ moves on. Nor all your piety nor wit can lord back to cancel out half a line, nor all your tears wash out a word of it. That's how we are as Muslims. It's done. It's the qadr of Allah. I'm happy. I'm patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm very grateful for what Allah has given to us. We have a lot of work to do here. We have to go help the people in America and make America great again. But it's only going to be great if we submit our wills to Allah, the Lord of the world. That's the only way. If we don't, we're going to have chaos and we're going to kill each other. But we have to stand up for Allah. You see, the Muslims can never lose. We don't lose. So we ask Allah the Almighty to forgive us our sins and have mercy upon us. We ask Allah to guide us on Sirat al-Mustaqim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واغفر عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين والحمد لله رب العالمين إقامة الصلاة